Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Friday, Scoops Keefe suggested during the right at the start of their program, the Jones and Keefe program, that there was some sort of an issue in the locker room between Brad Marchand and David Pastrnak.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Scoops Keefe, I will say, has had great sourcing.
Yes,
when it comes to the Bruins in particular.
Right.
He had, if I remember correctly, David Pastrnak's deal, new deal, to a number before anybody else had that.
Yep.
He had Jim Montgomery being fired, and that Jim Montgomery had been fired before anybody else had that. So I think Rich, seems like Rich has a pretty good source. We could probably get Rich in. Is Rich in?
Have you seen him? Just back there, not in yet. I would say this too. I go back years and years ago, 2004 to be exact. Butch Stearns reported that Curt Schilling and Pedro weren't friends, didn't get along. And Curt Schilling called in and he goes, "Stupid, idiotic comment to make. Of course I've hugged Pedro before." And then, as we all would come to find out, almost nobody really likes Schilling. Yeah. Pedro and Schilling were like oil and water. And if somebody today came in and said that Greg and I despise each other, We hate each other like poison. We fake it for 4 hours a day, but we each want the other gone. And for some reason, Greg just hasn't executed his power over me to get me out of the building. My reaction wouldn't be to share photos of us.
Oh, I don't know.
I'd be like, what are you talking about?
No.
I'd go on with my day.
Curtis, I think that you would come on here and you would make jokes about it. You would do exactly the way Marchand had it. Like, I love Rich. I think there's no doubt in my mind that Rich has a source that told him this. But Rich's sources that has hit all the other times, they've all been front office related. They haven't been about culture or anything going on inside of a dressing room. So immediately when I heard this on Friday, and every instance or experience that I've had with Pasta, he has been this fun-loving, only positive person when it comes to media and his teammates. So I immediately took pause with it.
Right.
And then the way in which Marchand responded, and then Keith doubling down, I didn't see that as, oh my God, Marchand asked the media to come talk to him, and the way that he's going above and beyond makes it true. I thought quite the opposite. If somebody's coming at my best friend in my relationship, I don't care if I'm Brad Marchand or Joe Schmo on the street, I'm sticking up for the friendship. I'm sticking up for that person in particular. And we've seen Marchand in the past. I believe he went after Hags at one point years ago on social media because he got something wrong. I did not take that as confirming the report by any means. I took that as that's my best friend, and for anybody to come out and say anything differently is wrong.
It's weird because Rich has been spot on, right? And so what's the purpose of his source, you know,
getting it wrong.
Spreading a lie, right? You know,
but haven't they all, every other report that he's gotten.
But who knows better about the culture than someone in the front office who's there every day?
Right.
Well, I don't think somebody in the front office is necessarily in the dressing room.
I don't know. I look at
they
it
would
like
be
this.
One of the, they'd be the ones charged with fixing a roster that doesn't get along. They'd
but they
have
wouldn't
to be.
I'm saying they are so separate. They're not in the dressing room seeing how they're interacting with each other. They wouldn't be in there to see Marchand calling out Pasta in front of everybody.
Right, but he hires the coach. The coach works for the GM, so he would have to be told if there were any issues
well,
in the locker room.
Well, it's definitely not the coach.
But they would still understand the culture. I don't know whether it's front office. Who the hell knows who it is? All I'm saying is that Rich's sources have been spot on. So if there's a whisper to Rich about there's an issue, and you know what? When you start to look at, like, the season and how it's going, sometimes that kind of stuff happens. And so if there's a somebody that's connected and is whispering this to Rich, I don't get why the person would lie about this. And maybe it isn't as bad as the whisper was. And I can see Marchand going, this is a lie, and it being true. But I can also see Marchand going, no, this is not true. And there being an issue, I played with plenty of guys and I've been in locker rooms before where a lot of times guys don't get along with each other and or they might start out as friends and they have a relationship, but whatever it is, something happens on the field that or, you know, in this case on the ice that maybe they're not seeing eye to eye and as far as the way that the plan is going.
Right.
I just don't see him saving face. Marchand doesn't give an F what anybody thinks, so he went out there and he's sticking up for his best friend. That's how I took it.
Why would this person who's been 1,000% correct to Keith make this up?
Yeah, I don't know why they would.
That's how I approach it. Keith's been right about everything, so why would someone lie to him with this information?
I think the only thing left for Rich to do is to double down and identify his source.
You cannot do that. It doesn't matter. You cannot do that. That is the worst thing you could do.
I think this source probably heard it from somebody else in the organization. I just don't think that this source is somebody that's in the dressing room, is a player or a coach.
How would his source have Jim Montgomery being fired?
Because they're in the front office. I think his source is in the front office.
You do?
Yes.
So we don't think Don Sweeney knows the relationships of the players on the team?
You think that Don Sweeney's in the dressing room, or do you think Don Sweeney hears from somebody else what's going on?
I think Don Sweeney is, I'm sure, in the dressing room.
No chance in France.
Yeah, he knows what's going
on
down there.
Of course he does.
He's being told.
Theo
it's secondhand
Epstein,
information.
Baseball's...
You think he's sitting there watching the guys day in, day out, come in from practice?
No, he knows how his most important, highest paid players get along for damn sure.
Well, I don't know how they do it in other sports, but I know the GMs would be on the field all the time at practice. You know, we would see guys like Scott Pioli would be down there all the time at practice. And, you know, so you can they get an understanding of the relationships. And guess what? It's not that difficult to know kind of when you're in that world of guys that maybe might be having a little bit of an issue in their relationship. Look at the Philadelphia Eagles. We heard about Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown, and basically the kid Graham, who plays defensive end, he kind of was like, yeah, there is some issues there.
Yeah.
And they weren't seeing eye to eye, and I'm not saying that that's the case with Marchand or Pasta, but maybe that is an issue. Maybe they're just not seeing eye to eye, and that person said, yeah, there's some issues going on in the dressing room.
You have the Vancouver has an issue right now where you have, like, a passive, uninspired Euro player and a gritty veteran and who doesn't like the passiveness, and that's an issue that they have in their dressing room.
Right. Edmonton had an issue with Evander Kane when he was going through some of the things in their dressing room. So this stuff, like, happens all the time. And don't
general managers trade disgruntled guys all the time that are an issue?
Yeah.
Like, isn't that their biggest job?
Yeah. I mean, we knew about it with Marcus Smart and what was going on in the Celtics.
Well, we thought there was something, but nobody would ever acknowledge it.
No one would ever acknowledge it. But this is kind of to Curtis's point. Remember, everybody was like, we love Marcus. Players included. Like, oh, Jalen Brown or Tatum, whatever. It's like, oh, we love Marcus. We love Marcus.
Bleeds green.
But we knew there was a little bit of friction in there with these stories that were being leaked out. So even though Marchand might be like, oh, Pasta's my best friend, well, if there's an issue, maybe, you know, he's just saying that because what's he going to do and go, yeah, me and Pasta do have an issue?
Well, there's a difference, I guess, probably when you end up being the captain and when you end up, you know, you're a coworker of somebody and then things change when you have an obligation mm-hmm. as a captain to,
right.
to call people out.
To hold people accountable. And weren't they like... You know, and I had said this at the beginning of the year, and maybe it was just his play more than anything, but I felt like Pasta didn't look the same. Like, when you looked at his, you
demeanor.
Know, his demeanor, it just was like something about him.
Yeah, but you're on a losing team right now. That,
right, so that leads to Marchand goes in there, calls Pasta out.
I just don't see it happening that way. Like, I truly do not. And I, again... This is not against Rich Keefe. I'm sure that Rich Keefe has a source that is reliable and told him this. Rich Keefe did not make this up out of nowhere. But I don't think that it's coming from somebody who saw this firsthand. I think it's coming from somebody who heard it from somebody else and something got exaggerated through the grapevine. Like, I just...
But why? What's the purpose of sharing something that's false?
Oh, I mean, if I'm working in the front office, I want every excuse in the book to why you're playing so poorly, why your team sucks.
Well, if you're in the front office, you gave Pasta $11 million a year. You got, you know, Marchand as your captain. Like, to me, there's zero reason that someone would be incentivized to make up something about their two biggest, highest paid players on the team.
Curtis, what's everybody talking about right now when it comes to the Bruins? About needing maybe a change in the front office, correct?
Yeah, this doesn't look good for Don Sweeney.
It looks better than the fact that they just can't put a team together. They put it on one of their star players. And I'm not saying it's Don Sweeney. I have no idea who his source is. He is very tight-lipped about
right.
it. But he stands by this source. So I have to imagine it's somebody that is in the Bruins organization.
Okay, so if you feel like it's somebody in the Bruins organization that's in the front office, right? Then that means, because you believe... Whoever whispered to Rich heard it from somebody else.
Yeah.
So that means that front office person heard it from a player?
Or somebody? Or a coach. Like, I have no idea. I'm just saying
that. But a coach or a player that would know the culture.
I don't think somebody that is in that dressing room day in, day out told this to Rich Keefe.
Mm. No, but you think they told it to a source. Then,
yeah.
So then... Who?
I just think that everything got exaggerated and it got told to Rich a certain way and Rich went with it. Because he has been spot on every single time. I just think that the fallout from it has been, like for some people, the way in which Brad has responded means that it's real. And knowing myself...
Well, he doesn't respond to a lot of things.
No, but he has responded in the past.
Because people are talking and there's rumors all the time mm-hmm. and he doesn't respond to a lot of things. But that could be that he's so outraged by what you're saying is he's so bothered by the inaccuracy of it that he felt like he needed to go on for a couple minutes about it.
Yeah, and it sucks that it lands on Rich Keefe. Like, that sucks. They should be looking to find out who the source is on the inside.
As opposed to calling for Rich to be fired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm sure we can get Rich in here. And I really need to know, Curtis. It's like the Malcolm Butler benching. Like, I need to know who the source is.
You ain't gonna get that.
Why didn't you corner him at bowling? Say, you got to tell me right now.
I've tried.
He ain't gonna do it, man.
I've gone over everybody that it could possibly be, and he refuses to acknowledge.
Greg said he was about to, but the papaya hit.
He is not going to give that up. That would be such a bad move on his part. The trust that his source has in him for him to give up. You know, the name, even if it is to somebody that's his buddy, is still a...
Do you think Ken knows?
Nobody knows.
I don't know. When I had my source, Ken asked me who it was.
And did you tell him?
Yes.
No.
Oh, see, you should have never did that.
No, I didn't.
She said it was. She was honest and said it was the woman who does her nails.
Nope. Well, it wasn't.
I got to be honest. You better ask Keith because you do one thing to Courtney. You better do the same thing to Rich there, Kenny boy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We should get Rich in here for the crossover coming up in a half an hour. But right now, we got to get to Courtney and to what is trending.